Andrew's gonna sit closer to me.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
All right. Looks like we missed out on the nastiest stuff.
We sure did.
Not so balls, did you?
Queensbury looks like they got pounded.
Yeah.
Every Hyundai, they had power lines.
I saw that, yeah, on the thing, yeah.
Poles tipped over.
Paul, that made a noise. Is it still recording?
What's that?
Is it still recording? Because it made a noise.
I think so.
All right.
Do we have a total on either one of these?
Yeah, a little audio.
Okay, good, all right. What's up, Sean?
Do we have a total on the payroll? This 26, 53, 71.
Yep, okay, yep.
That would be the total on the warrant.
Do you want me to write the totals in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Payroll. Let me get the right page. We don't have a total on payroll, do we?
Yeah, there is. There's a ton of warrants.
I just sent it off pages.
Okay.
And that would be 85-63-60. So I entertain a motion to accept the minutes as read and approve the warrant and the payroll.
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes, pay the bills, and pay the employees.
I have a second. Just got a second. All right. That brings us to open forum. And I assume, seeing as Sean, you were here before he was, I'll let you go first.
Okay. Do I sit here or where do I sit?
You can sit right there, and you got about 5 minutes to tell us what your beef is, and we'll go from there.
Okay. It's been quite a few years I've been asking Nora, how is the town of Wells appraise a slate quarry?
Hold on.
Yep.
We went through this in a BCA hearing.
Right, we're not at a BCA meeting now, right?
I know, but it's in the hands. You moved on. You elected to move up the ladder from your original grievance. Then you went to the BCA.
That was last year's stuff.
No, no. The one we just did 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right, that's what I want to talk about. That's what I want to talk about.
That went to the BCA. That's what the hearing was here.
Right.
That is the second step in a 4-step ladder.
Right. Okay. Yes.
And we've already done all that, so we don't.
No, we did, but there was untruthfulness in it.
Well, then I guess I would recommend you go to the next step and hire an appraiser. I mean, there's nothing. We've made our decision.
I want to know. Transparency. That's all I want. Transparency. How does the town of Wells come up with this system of appraising slate quarries? John testified that he does not have, his company doesn't do anything. Although they...
That is not what he testified.
Yes, he did.
His company doesn't do anything. We send him a check every couple months.
He doesn't do any slate quarry appraising. He testified. Last year and this year, he said the same thing.
Then I would suggest you call your lawyer and talk to Nimrick. We can't help
you. You don't override it? I cannot
override 5 justices, the board of selectmen, the clerk treasurer. No, we can't.
So does anybody here know how the town of Wells appraises a piece of slate quarry property? John told me in my listener meeting that they don't do it. It's the town of Wells' system. He says...
That's incorrect.
He says, if it's a 2...
We've been through all this. I've heard this for 3 or 4 years now. What are you here this evening for? to ask me the same questions?
Transparency. I'm asking how it's done.
I'm not a lister. Paul is not a lister.
You told me you don't have listers.
An appraiser, an assessor, whatever you wish to call the person or the group, don't get into me with semantics. You know, let's not argue over verbiage. I don't claim to be as smart as you are. I'm just a dumb bastard. You graduated from the fifth grade. I'm just telling you, we have people that do our listing for us. Listing is a term used by very few states. Vermont happened to be one. You go across the border, I'm sure you're from over there. They call it an appraiser or an assessor, one or the other. We call it a lister. Why? I don't know. Started back 250 years ago when they first came up with it, I guess. So if you want a voice of bitch, we'll be more than happy to listen to it.
I'm looking for transparency.
You burned up about 3 minutes of your
time. I'm looking for transparency. There's been repeated lies in his information.
Not go there with the lies.
There's lies in here. It's lies.
Not coming from us.
Who's the secretary of the BCA?
Would be the town clerk. She types up the minutes.
There's lies in there. Do I have to bring that to my lawyer?
I would bring it to your lawyer. You're wasting our time. I can't make decisions. I can't overrule the BCA or overrule the state of Vermont or overrule the county of Rutland. Take it to your lawyer. I'm assuming you have a lawyer.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah.
We do as well.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. You have anything else?
No, I'm just looking for transparency.
I know.
Actually, I do have one more thing to say. I was told a story twice in the last couple days about the generosity of the Camaro race team.
Who?
The Camaro race team. How when someone would get screwed up, they'd lend out parts. And a lot of those other teams did the same thing. And they said, that's cool. That's really cool. I mean, that's awesome.
Generosity.
Generosity.
Generosity. Oh, generosity.
You know, like, you know, people are racing against you.
I thought you were talking about a tag girl.
Yeah. So people are, I think it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like respect, and it's kind of like, you know, you're picking up the people that you're racing against, your competitors.
That's correct.
I was kind of hoping that me, as someone from the town of Wells, I was going to get that same service here. But I haven't gotten it.
We're not racing cars. I did that for over 50 years. I can tell you all about it, but that's...
Yeah, okay. Hey, that's fine.
That's not what we're doing.
My meeting
we're
today...
We're trying to uphold the law as written by the state of Vermont.
State of Vermont.
To the best of our ability. I can only do it to the best of my ability.
Appraiser told me today that you cannot tax minerals in the state of Vermont. So I guess...
Who told you that?
An appraiser. He's from this town. He used to be a lister.
Ron Brown?
Yeah, I guess. He's not an appraiser, though.
Sharon Brown used to be a lister. She's dead. So eliminates her.
I mean, I don't know. I just kind of think that. I don't know. If I was doing something wrong, I would just be interested about it. But, so that's all I can say.
All right. In that case, we'll move on.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Ladies. Have a good one. Yeah. Correspondents.
Mr. Dunbar might have some open for him.
Well, you might have some.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just here for the entertainment.
Okay. Lovely.
I'm doing the best I can for you. All right. In that case, we'll move on to correspondents.
Just one question.
Sure.
Like, when you guys start talking about stuff, is it okay for us to like throw in an idea?
Sure. Well,
it might be an idea. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to step on nobody's toes, but you know, sometimes people have good ideas.
People have in the past, anyway.
I guess the first bit of correspondence, Nora, is this deal with.
Hold on a second. Hold that thought. I can't write and think.
You need a tape recorder.
I
write it down later.
Okay, I'm ready. We are on, we are being recorded, by the way, in Zoom. It's the new meeting laws, you have to be. Okay, just so you know. Yes, sir.
Mr. Shea.
Yes, so we have to just agree that we are selling the permits and the bags. So he just wants to know that it's separate. We had it written up incorrectly on the website because that was in the report before we did, where we had to redo the whole system. So it's just, we sell the permit and we sell the bag separate, and then we can sell more bags after. That's all he needed to know. So I agreed to that, and we just rewrote it on the website. We had it written wrong.
Okay, well, I also notice here in this lower paragraph, this is the process another town advertises and does not have reciprocity
right.
pricing with the district.
We don't do ours the same way, Don. We rewrote ours to be proper.
Okay.
So we just, that the non-resident taxpayers can use the hazardous waste?
Yes, but we had written it wrong in the town report before we realized we were wrong. Okay. So that's why we rewrote it, to be correct. The way we had talked about it. It was just written wrong.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know why the state has to be a snob about it. I don't understand that at all.
I don't either.
I think they're probably looking at people, somebody will be bringing in truckloads of stuff on free waste day and getting rid of it.
Yeah, that could be.
I would guess that's the only thing that makes any kind of sense.
But some of that stuff you have to pay for anyway. It's not everything's free.
Yeah, no. Okay, I get two. They're both the same. Section 106, it's a filing for that tower up on top of North Street. Just lists their location and so forth and so on. And as I understand it, going to be a 75 by 75 fenced in compound gravel access driveway, 190 foot tall lattice tower to be contained within a 75 by 75. And it gives the coordinates.
You probably be getting at that for too long, I would think.
As I understand it, they're finishing up one in either Sunderland or Shaftesbury.
Yeah,
I can't remember which
one.
And then they were going to move up here.
We couldn't have done any better than that location, like the mountain.
There is
like all of East Wells is going to be left out of that.
A year or so ago, they were to put an antenna, and I assume it's still in the works. I haven't heard to the different that on Northeast Mountain on that antenna that's already there.
So that's going to bounce the signal down to East Wells.
Right. That
is good. You know the antenna. You've seen it probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. That one is in the wings.
I believe that one up there is going to be Verizon, and the one here in town is going to be AT&T, I believe.
As I understand it, for the first two or three years that a company puts up an antenna, it can be proprietary to whatever their company is. And then after that period of time, then everybody can hitch on.
Right.
We'll save that for the next item. That's all the correspondence I have. Of any consequence. So I do have a fraud prevention policy, and I guess we've tabled that for the immediate future. That was here last week, or last meeting.
There's a piece of correspondence in there to be signed on the errors and omissions. You saw it earlier, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. We have an errors and omissions from the assessors. It's got a sign here tab on it, Don.
This is all liquor stuff.
Yeah, store. But there's a sign here on the errors and omissions. I think I see it right there.
Fraud prevention?
No, Paul looked at it earlier in the.
Yeah, I looked at it earlier.
That's more of the liquor thing. That's where I'm going to steal from the highway. didn't see it when I went through the paper.
We have an errors and omissions. I can go reprint it, but it was in there earlier today.
No, I know, I saw it.
And could you ask me about it?
Yeah, right, I did, I asked you about it.
I did not see it when I read the written stuff.
I'll go reprint. Somebody else takes minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, that guardrail was 335 feet long. It was almost 35, but it's 35.
Do we have to have somebody come in and plant that, or can the boys do it?
No, they gotta, I think it's all ledge there.
So somebody's gotta come in and drive it?
If our Lafayette, they're the only ones that do it, probably. Well, they're not around here, they're around the canyon somewhere.
Yeah, somebody will end up in the brook if we don't, I suppose.
Yeah, it is kind of a...
Like a plow truck or something.
It's a nasty corner. So you're still milling lumber?
Yeah. Not today, though. I had plans to do it today. I had to take care of something this morning. I built a girl in a hair salon a platform to make her taller. She's a really short gal. And she's having problems with her shoulders and back because she got to reach up over her head. So I took that down and made sure it worked.
Okay, here we go. Sorry about that one. Here's an errors and omissions from the assessors for Velco. We had Vermont Transco, excuse me. We had them in from $753,500 and it's changed to $769,800 for a difference of $16,300. They reported some more information to us. So I just need you guys to sign over here under the board, both of you.
Good.
It's an errors and omissions.
Before we do that, there is, I missed one of these. Council on the Aging has sent in their request for their little ahead of themselves.
Oh gosh, let's not lose that.
He sent in their request, apparently. June 25th. They're looking for $1,000. Seeing as I'm aging, I think it would be a good idea.
What do they do for anybody?
I'm not totally positive.
A lot of these places just take money and office people get it.
Well, they're on the ballot. So in the town report, there should be
a letter from them.
A letter from them telling what they do.
Yeah.
Is that the Council on the Aging?
Yeah.
Yes. They do a lot of informative things. Like if you don't know how to fill out your paperwork or something, you can go up there. They'll do your HS-122 and stuff for you. They have a day where they do all that up there for folks. I do know a few people from here that go there. They'll help guide you with your insurance and stuff
no
like
charge.
That. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You do case management, counseling, yeah. Helpline, nutrition program, wellness program, senior companion and volunteer programs, elder care.
Yeah.
Clinician, National Family Caregiver Support Program, State Health Insurance Program, Green Mountain Retired Senior Volunteer Program, Money Management Program, Transportation, and they said CA inside for the rest of the stuff.
They did. I just called them for some folks that needed a ride to Burlington tomorrow, and they were actually helping them out. They have volunteers that help out.
Well, that's good.
That's a good one.
I'm aging, so.
Yeah. We never know what we need.
I plan on retiring in the last 2 years.
Today, 16th.
Yes.
16. Yeah. And then the morning we signed the errors and omissions for a difference of $16,300.
Do you second it, Don?
What's that?
Do you second the motion?
Yes. Okay, now, we can move into old business, and I guess paving would be the old business of the moment. Yeah, Nora, where do we stand with our total paving fund?
You should, I can go look it up. We don't have a paving fund, remember?
No.
We go through the highway surplus and grants. I gave that to you guys a couple weeks ago. It's well over, we have like 400,000 or something.
That's how many?
It's all, between the two of them, there's probably 400,000 between surplus and.
Four. Oh, 400.
And then you've got this year's paving budget. But if you'd like me to go pull it up really fast, I will.
What we're planning on doing is doing what we've applied for a grant for the last 3 years and haven't gotten. Which is, in round numbers, it's 120 for one area, 58 for another area, 92 for the other area, the little roadway library, and 13 to reclaim.
Can you run those numbers one more time?
Yeah, I think it's a little over.
13,266.
Uh-huh.
125,20. 57,960. 9,200.
It was like 201,000.
Something like that. Yeah, so no, there's enough for that. I just don't want to drain both of those accounts in case there's a rainy day project.
I've talked to Tom Fuller since then. He was thinking he might get here in July. I'm beginning to think he might not get here in July because it's middle of the month. And he's, I see he was in Rutland today and they're still working up there. But it is in his radar. He is going to get it done this year. So I just want to make sure that we're good to go with that.
Yeah.
And what the hell did I do with the building? Yeah, here it is. The beverage ordinance, I've heard no more from him. I don't know if it's dead. As far as we're concerned, it's dead, but he hasn't got back to me with any questions or answers or plans or promises. I notice he hasn't even opened his ice cream stand yet, so I guess I
don't know.
Nope.
A little late here.
Okay. Fallen tree on the dam. I talked to Richie Hewlett. Actually, I haven't talked to Richie, I've talked to Mandy. He would be willing to bring his excavator up and pluck the tree off the island and out of the lake. We would be responsible in some shape, size, or manner to cut the tree up and get it off of Steinmetz's land. And repair Steinmetz's land as it was. Hewlett would volunteer his time and equipment.
The state don't want to offer no money for that?
State mm-hmm. will do
considering
nothing.
Considering it's their tree.
Nothing.
State will do nothing.
What a bunch of jerks.
They like trees in the water, is what we were told.
Yeah, but in that spot, it's not a good place for a tree.
That was my thought, but I don't have a college degree that tells me that trees and water are good. Especially when you got a dam 50 feet away that the tree lands out.
Well, the state believes trees make fish habitats, so
yeah.
I don't fall for that.
So, anyways, that's just all I was going to do was call the two lake associations and see if we might get a little manual labor. From that, when we do cut it up, Dave said he would provide trucking services to get it out of there. So forth. I talked to him about it tonight. Because our excavator is not going to pluck that out of
there. That's a big tree.
So that's my thought. I don't know when. We're at Richie's mercy, which is fine. There's no big yank to get it done, but he said he would put it on his agenda and either he would come up with the excavator and get somebody to come up with the excavator and pull it out of there as we needed to. And
I told Dave we have a John boat a flat-bottomed, solid John boat. So if they wanted to get in there and trim it up a little bit beforehand, we to make it smaller, we could use that to get in there. I don't know how deep it is there, but that's a pretty sturdy John boat. So we could get in there and trim it up if we needed to.
I think his excavator was picking up, putting it out of there like a...
Trying to keep a mass away.
60, 70-foot pine tree over on mine, no. Picked it up, threw it off of the bushes like it was...
I kind of thought about that. Why don't people volunteer to do stuff anymore? Mm-hmm. It's like, get a bunch of guys together, that tree would be cut up in 2 hours. Yeah. And really, it should be stacked by the road and said, free. Whoever wants it.
Come get it.
Because we don't want any road frontage here to speak of, except where the dry hydrant is. That's not a good part to place to put the tree.
But we should find a spot to put it, or give it to the poorer families in town if they burn wood.
Absolutely.
Website update. Where are we? I haven't talked to her this week yet, so I don't know where we're at right at the moment. Have you spoke with her at all, or emailed her, or texted her?
Listen, if I'm writing, I can't talk. Oh, yes. We have corrected the website as far as the transfer station wordage goes. Everything else seems to be there. She's going to look into some calendar information because I don't have a picture of our own calendar that was there. I don't know if anyone else does, but I don't. So we're going to try to find a calendar that works for events. She's really struggling with the minutes right now just because they're sideways and whatnot that she was able to get. So she has to work on those a little bit. So it doesn't look too bad. We've corrected all the errors that I found on it. The phone numbers and the hours and the emails and things like that. So that's up to par. So we seem to be getting a few more things on there, but the minutes are giving her a hard time. And then we just have to get the calendar.
Have you gotten anything from the park people? Dwayne group?
I think there's something on there already.
They were supposed to.
I haven't got anything extra.
They were supposed to come up with.
Unless they sent it to Tammy, I don't know.
Some more up-to-date stuff. I don't know whether they.
I still think we need to change the pictures because we shouldn't have three pictures of the four of the store down here. That there should be town pictures. I don't know where they came from either. But we certainly should not have the store pictures just as our town of Wells. Mm-hmm. And Tammy was going to send her some more pictures for that.
Well, if we get that fire company dressed up a bit, that would be a nice picture, but not right now.
All right. The only other thing I have for tonight is guardrail on Tadmor, 335 feet, and I was going to call. Actually, Lafayette's working at Paula right this today. So I was going to call, see if I get a hold of the rep tomorrow and see what kind of a number we're looking at to do that. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's not any fancy corners or I don't think there's a break in it. I think it's just straight run up there, mm-hmm. Put an end on a lower end and an end on the other end, and you're done. That's where we are. That's where the wall is. That part of Tadmor. That's kind of a dicey corner.
Mm-hmm, because the cones and stuff are still up there.
That's all I have, unless somebody else has something of some consequence.
I do not.
What about the dude on Bullfrog with the rocks in the road? Nobody took care of that problem?
I've been over there. I was over there today. I haven't been there when he's been around.
Weekends, that's the only time.
I've been over there every weekend. Well, I worked at the dump every weekend for the last 4 weeks. So,
yeah.
I'm sure I will catch it.
The issue is there, if there's two cars coming and somebody's got to move over, there's a good chance they're going to hit those rocks.
Well, that's kind of the issue, but the issue is that's a three-rod road.
Right.
Which is 49 feet.
I understand that, but that's a traffic hazard on itself that he created.
Dave came in and asked.
That road isn't great all the time anyways. Don't make it worse than it is.
Dave did come in today and asked me to print off the winter maintenance and things like that so we could send it to him.
The what?
The winter maintenance, how it's a three-rod road and we have to be able to move it. I do have a good rapport with him. I've offered you before to call him and speak with him.
But, he seems like a decent guy. Mm-hmm. I've talked to him on the phone a few times.
I just haven't. I talked to him when the fence got knocked down by the heavy snow there.
So if your friends are Rich Hewlett, you should have him pull in the town of Powell. Maybe mention to him that down by the bank in Apollo, they should fill those potholes with some blacktop.
Yes.
That is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it is.
What they ought to do is they ruin some blacktop. Because what happens is everybody comes out of it.
Could be blacktop right up just past your road where they ended the refill.
Well, you got to change your drainage. It's $1,000 a foot to pave a road in today's world to the state statutes.
Yeah, we got $400,000.
Huh?
We got $400,000.
That's only going to pave a little bit of each well.
Right?
Listen. We don't drain the accounts, and I won't let you.
But it's not like...
I bet you can spend nothing. I bet you can spend half a million.
My issue is like, those dirt roads, right? They don't get a lot of attention. They get graded just before Memorial Day, for some reason. And every year, it's the same place. That's bad. Every single year. Why have they not been mapped out, dug out, put drainage in, fix it? It could remain a dirt road.
You can't dig them out for one thing.
Well,
the state won't let you. You can build them up, but you can't dig them out.
Then build them up.
You can't do that. Not legally, anyway.
Then build them up. Something needs to be fixed there. Because then problems occur every year. And I know in the spring, everyone is bitching. They probably come here and bitch about it, but. It's the same problem every year, over and over and over. And I've been around this town for more than 30 years when my mom and dad moved up there. Granted, it's gotten a little better. But it always seems like the dirt roads get ignored. I hear the same thing about Sawmill Hill and everywhere else.
Well, we've put a lot of money into the dirt roads the last few years. They're far better than they used to be. We don't have the quagmires we had 15, 20 years ago.
Well, we still have an awful mess, and you know, cars cost a lot.
But we're, there's 249 other towns in the state that all have the same mess on their dirt roads.
Well, a lot of them are fixing it just by filling it. We have the stuff to do it with that you can get for nothing. And right at the end of Mill Pond, that stretch from there toward Sears. I always said both sides of that road, go in there 25 feet and cut every tree. It gets no sun whatsoever. It's like a tunnel. And it's wet all the time.
Lamb Hill is like that too. It gets no sun.
You know, there's places where we can make improvements that aren't really that costly. We got to take the action to make those improvements.
We're trying.
Well, it's a part of something about keeping the taxpayers happy. Taxpayers don't feel like they get much for their money. What we get is the snow plowed off the roads, and our roads should be taken care of. That seems to be like all of it.
I got a good idea. She can give you a petition in January. Put your name on it, you can sit right here.
Not a bad idea, because I'm already thinking about that. I believe I mentioned that to Nora already. Why do you think I'm coming to these meetings?
Well, we would more than welcome you. There's been a lot of people sitting in these chairs. It's getting scarcer and scarcer to get people to sit in these chairs.
Well, nobody wants to do anything.
I've noticed that.
Trust me, pretty soon I'm going to start going out and visiting with people. And I'm going to encourage them to come to town meetings. Come and vote, for Christ's sakes. You all bitch about something in this town. If you want your voice heard, come to the meeting.
They don't, though.
They don't come.
But you have to come. Don't just come to bitch.
Come, no.
Come with an idea. Don't just come to the town meeting to complain.
Hey, what do I
come to these.
Every
yeah.
Week? So far, I've been here 2 months.
Just come with an idea.
And I come
or
in and say, yeah. I'm only here for entertainment. Yeah.
Well.
It's educational for me.
Yeah.
I spent my whole life thinking, you know, politics is evil. I never, ever wanted to be part of politics. And then I'm thinking, you know, at some point in your life, you should be part of politics. And and make the changes that need to be made. For one thing, taxpayers should feel like they're taken care of. If they feel like they're neglected, your time in office ain't very long. You're gonna have a lot of angry, hateful people in your town. That's not right. People shouldn't have to be that way.
Well, one thing I've seen, I've been in volunteer fire service and rescue squad in a very busy area since 1966. I'm still in the fire service in this town, which is pretty easy. 40, 50 alarms a year is not a big deal. We used to run a 1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But
so then if you're in the fire department, then you can explain why is our fire company in such rough shape. The building looks terrible. The parking lot's half dug up and half blacktop. Why does it even look that way?
Money was the biggest thing.
We don't have enough, huh?
It's not a town fire department. It's a privately owned fire department.
And who privately owns it?
Well, it's the Wells Volunteer Fire Department, Inc. We give them money. We give them
we vote on 12
grand and 20 grand or something like that, 30,000 roughly.
Oh, one of them is for truck fund, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, one of
them is a truck fund. We are seeking bids right now. We are going to replace the windows. So those are getting replaced. Yes. We just had the side door.
Well, I'm just thinking, geez, how much is a few gallons of paint? It's not that much.
Biggest problem is there is not a department in the country that I know of, and like I say, I've been in fire service a long time, and it is a crime for help. You go to Granville, you know, every firehouse you come
to. But the problem in this fire department, I don't know. And now my brother's a fireman, and I assume if they still are, and my nephew, some dumb shit, so let me tell you. Probably shouldn't even be on the fire company. But, you know, if you're going to fill your firehouse up with people like that, and I don't know, who's the chief over there? So, and then our guys don't go to training. They don't seem to go anywhere to train. Why is that?
You'd have to take that up with the chief.
So, yeah, there's some issues over there that need to get straightened out.
No doubt about it. Like I told Nora, the other day I was over there.
You know, one time I wanted to join that fire company, but I was just too damn embarrassed.
If my father was still alive, he'd be spinning in his grave like a top.
Yeah.
He was a founding factor to that.
You know, a fire company in that town should look sharp. We shouldn't have garbage piled up behind it, or whatever it is. I don't know.
We have a new camera system coming in so that we can curtail the dumping that happens over there for the flea markets. It does. We've got new systems coming in for that, too.
The big problem is you just can't get in. I mean, Paula doesn't have anybody. That's why you hear two or three towns running together. Fort Edward. You think they got nice equipment, nice firehouse? They run mutual aid 24/7. They got nobody.
Well, that's the thing.
Training is important.
When somebody asks for mutual aid, they ask them not to call Wells. That's what I hear from some of the Wells firemen.
Well, then when you need, if you're calling mutual aid, you need help. And if you can't get the trucks on the road or you don't have any help, you move on to somebody else.
Yeah.
If somebody's calling mutual aid, they have a problem. It isn't like they might have a problem.
We have a lake in our town, and nobody trained for like ice rescues or lake rescues in our town. Nobody.
No.
We need fine people.
Well, then you could come join and then just get a few more people, and we would have more people, and we would be able to have. We just did a fundraiser. I did that pretty much by myself. Todd helped me Friday and Saturday, and one of my friends helped me. I just busted butt for 7 days to raise money to try to do something. And I didn't have any other volunteers. So we need more volunteers.
Have they done their coin drop yet this year?
We did in May.
Yeah.
Make any money?
We sure did.
Yeah, but a coin drop, what are you going to make?
We made a couple thousand, I think. I have to.
You don't realize what a new fire engine costs, pumper?
Well, I know. I understand all
$700,000.
But the little things like paint on the building and a little bit of blacktop in the parking lot.
We did. We spent a lot of money last year on blacktop. In there to fix part of it up. Absolutely, we did that we could spend.
I mean, it's just, it's at the point where it's, the building's getting old. I mean, it was done in the early 70s. And it hasn't, like, you're spot on, but...
It hasn't been taken care of, is the issue.
I understand that.
That's the only issue, really. If it was taken care of, it's not a bad-looking building if it had a facelift. Simple little facelift. It'd be a pretty little building there.
Do you like to paint?
I love painting. No, I don't. I always make my wife do it.
All right, I would entertain a motion.
Just checking. See if you like to paint. I go get some paint if you like to paint.
If they were going to do it, I'd volunteer.
I'm starting to get hungry. It's past my supper time. Actually, it's past my lunch time. I missed that too.
That's why I got here so late. My wife was cooking dinner and she didn't get it done. I had to eat that stuff in like 3 minutes and run.
There's your signature one, or your arrows one.
Okay.
Okay.
Like kids, come on.